So what kind of man was Rabbi Graf?
He was lovely. He was very slow of speech. Mm. His sermon, which you could have read through in about 10 minutes, would last out for about half an hour because he was so slow in speech. So yes, but he was a lovely man, and he believed, whereas the Orthodox, you couldn't ask why in the Orthodox. It is written. That's the way it's been. Whereas in the Reform, you could ask, and you got answers. They may not have been the answers you were expecting, but you could ask any question of the religion, of the faith, of God even. Whereas the word God, Adonai, was, you practically had to bow in the Orthodox, you know. There was an enormous different distance between whoever took the services or whoever led the services in Orthodoxy. Yes, it was, but not to that massive amount. Rabbi Graf never kept kosher. A lot of the people that came through the Holocaust, a lot of German Jews, I don't think kept kosher. I don't think you can somehow assimilate what they went through in Germany to get out of Germany and what they were forbidden to do there. And they might have been kosher in Germany, but it's such a massive gap in everything. Your whole life's been turned upside down that I think a lot of Jews went out of the habit of kosher. I mean, there were kosher butchers here in Cardiff. There was Krotowski's and there was Kay's. Mm. And there was the meat shop down on Bridge Street. But no, I mean, my parents went to more continental. Yeah. And that was Wally Solomon started that. His parents, and it went on to be Wally's. And